He needs my vote on something.
What did I miss? What did I miss?
I said Commissioner Leonard.
Okay, Carla, we're back from recess. Can you please call the roll for the record?
Sorry. Leonard?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Saltzman? Adams?
Here. Quorum is present. We shall proceed. We're going to be considering items 1404 to 1407. It includes four non-emergency ordinances. Can you please read each title?
Mm-hmm. 1404, authorize the addition of East Side Streetcar Close the Loop improvements to the Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail Project as a city betterment and execution and execute the design and construction funding agreement with TriMet. 1405, amend contract with Stacy Whitbeck, Inc., and authorize agreement with Portland Streetcar, Inc., for the construction of the Stevens Turnback element of the Streetcar Close the Loop project. 1406, authorize competitive solicitations for Portland Streetcar automatic train stop, safety upgrade equipment purchase, and installation contractors for the Portland Streetcar vehicles. 1407, authorize revenue bonds for the Close the Loop project.
I'm very, very pleased to be introducing these four non-emergency ordinances for council consideration. They are the final missing link that will close the loop on the downtown two sides of the river circulator, first called for by City Commissioner Earl Blumenauer, and prior to that called for in some city plans. I'm pleased to move it forward at this point as well, not just before the end of my term, but because in doing so, we will be able to, instead of retrofitting this connection, this closing of the loop, later we're able to do it as TriMet completes the light rail project, Milwaukee-Portland light rail project. And in doing so, being able to save, we estimate, around 20%. So we're fulfilling a 25-year vision. It is going to save money by doing it now, and it will allow, once the loop is closed, to provide the kinds of service that this loop is truly capable of. So with that, I'm happy to introduce Art Pierce from the Bureau of Planning and Bureau of Transportation. Thank you. Art.
We'd be happy to take him.
Yeah.
thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. Very happy to be here today. This is definitely an exciting moment for us as staff as well. This is something we've been pursuing for quite a number of years. So today I am here to present to you the sort of final moment for what makes the Central City Streetcar Loop a possibility. This was first proposed in 1987 by Earl Blumenauer and then was brought within a number of plans, but not least within the 1988 Central City Plan. And it envisioned the streetcar loop really as formative infrastructure that would bind together the central city districts on both sides of the river. And so now, 25 years later, we are delivering on that infrastructure to really pull together the vision of a central city and not just a downtown on one side of the river. In just this past September, we delivered on a big portion of that loop, which is the extension of the East Side Streetcar to OMSI. And this final package now is being termed Close the Loop, which is the final element necessary to be able to operate a full two-way circulating loop around the downtown. So the Central City Loop is also very significant to a lot of current initiatives. One of them has been coined the Innovation Quadrant, and that is the synergies and relationships between the inner southeast and inner southwest districts of the Central City and the major institutions that ground those different districts, projected to grow by approximately 30,000 jobs and 11,000 households over the next 30 years. The infrastructure of the Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail and the Streetcar Loop are very, very important to serving that growth within these districts. So what is Close the Loop? Close the Loop is all of the work required to be able to assure that the Portland Streetcar Loop can operate in 2015 with the opening of the Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail. It has three major elements that I'll go into a little bit more detail in a moment, but they're listed here, and is really something that now is the time to do that. You'll recall last year when we adopted the Innovation Quadrant SDC overlay that we included the Close the Loop project as an eligible project for funding over that 20-year collection period. Now is the time to deliver that project, and so we need to prepare financing to be able to spread the cost of these projects out with the projected revenue collection through the SDC district. So the first of the three projects is those connections specifically on the east side where the current terminus, the southern terminus of the east side streetcar loop is at OMSI on and off of the Portland-Milwaukee Bridge, and that's estimated to be about $4 million in total cost. And that is all the construction and the systems and the electrification needed to be able to make that connection on and off the bridge. In order to, and that is something that's fully engineered at this point and is included in all the Portland-Milwaukee plans and environmental documents. So it is completely ready to go upon council authorization and direction. In order to have enough funding for all of the elements within the SDC revenues that are projected, we are pursuing $2 million in federal funds through the FTA and have asked for a letter of no prejudice from the FTA so that we can start the construction of those improvements now while they help us work through the grant process for that additional funding. So that requires $2 million of match from the city through the SDCs. TriMet, in order to stay on their construction schedule, has required us to give them direction from the city that we want to add this as a betterment by the end of this month. So time is of the essence to give that direction to the Portland-Milwaukee project so they can begin construction as early as February of those elements. The second element really is a preparation for the east side streetcar elements, and that is called the Stevens Turnback. In order to keep running the east side streetcar service and delivering that service while we are reconstructing and creating that connection, we need to create a turnback at southeast Stevens that allows for southbound streetcars to turn back and head back northbound while the reconstruction is happening down at the southern terminus. So it is especially instrumental in the short term of the 6 to 8 weeks during the major reconstruction of the connections to Portland-Milwaukee Bridge, but also provides long-term functionality for balancing out service or avoiding issues along the system as the full system is operational in the future. The third element is something called automatic train stop safety upgrades. On the system, as you can see in the graphic, there is sensors within the entire light rail system that tracks where the vehicles are on the trackway. And if a vehicle proceeds beyond where it is signaled to proceed, the system actually makes the car automatically stop to avoid a collision between transit vehicles. This is something that's been on the TriMet system for 30 years, but is not something that currently is a part of how we run the streetcar system because we run within traffic. And so in order to use the Portland-Milwaukee Bridge, we need to add this technology both to the connections and also onto the vehicles themselves. They did offer to us that we could build our own bridge, but it seemed like it was probably a better idea to use theirs and add these connections.
So there's already this automatic train stop on the MAX line?
So yes, yeah. So this is something that's already on all the vehicles, all the MAX vehicles for the last 30 years. And so at this stage, what we're doing is preparing the procurement for those improvements. So just a couple illustrations to help you kind of understand how the pieces come together. Here is an illustration of the track connection in purple on the east side and also on the west side in order for a streetcar to navigate on and off of the Portland-Milwaukee Bridge. So quite an intricate arrangement of tracks and busway in order to work together through this area. One final other illustration is a depiction of what the area will look like once construction is complete. So that is both the Portland-Milwaukee Transitway station in the sort of center with the bridge and the Portland Opera Building just a little bit off into the distance by the river. And then the streetcar in process of turning onto the bridge is illustrated there in orange.
And that's OMSI in the top center?
That is Opera in the top center. OMSI is off to the right, but both in green, both of OMSI's development parcels for their expanded campus are showed there just in the right there.
Thank you.
Yep. But actually also notable on this picture is New Water Avenue, which was just a couple months ago authorized by council, is now fully in construction and is depicted here in its final state as well. So there are four council actions that are requested today. One of those is authorizing those connections on and off of the Portland-Milwaukee Bridge. That is a total cost of $4 million, with $2 million expected local match and $2 million of federal funds. The second is the Stevens Turnback, and that's about $1.3 million total of cost. And then the ATS retrofit, which is anticipated to be $1.5 million of cost. in order to stay within the overall 5.4 million of eligible SDCs, we are going to wait to do the final purchase of the ATS equipment until we have enough assurance that the FTA grant is proceeding. We've had very, very cooperative conversations with them, but we're going to keep those two tied together. We are going to move ahead with the solicitation for them so that we can have accurate pricing and be talking with vendors by the time we make that choice. So we'll move ahead with an RFP in the coming months, but not actually follow through with the final purchase until we have enough assurance. And then the fourth item, Jonas is here to help explain.
Great. Jonas Beery, City Debt Manager. Real briefly, so item 1407 authorizes issuance of limited tax revenue bonds that will finance up to $5.4 million in costs for the closed-loop projects, as Art just described. Additionally, the financing may be sized to include issuance costs and costs of accrued interest. Bonds will be secured by full faith and credit of the city, but will be paid or expected to be paid through innovation SDCs or other eligible PBOT revenues. The ordinance authorizes interim financing, and we do currently expect that we will execute a line of credit initially for this project. Could be as early as April 2013 via a competitive bidding process that will allow us to fund the projects on an as-needed basis as funds are needed. The balance on the line will eventually be converted to long-term bonds when it can be done so in a cost-effective manner. If the annual debt service on the long-term bonds is expected to be no more than $400,000 annually. And I'd be happy to answer questions about the financing if there are any.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner.
Mayor, Commissioners, Chris Smith. I'm appearing here in my capacity as a member of the Portland Streetcar Inc. Board of Directors, but my testimony is informed by my service on the Planning and Sustainability Commission. I think two points I want to make. The first is that this is a small investment that leverages a large investment that's already been made, $147 million, both local and federal participation in the streetcar loop. Closing it just magnifies the benefit of the project. This is a very small investment to get a very great gain for the performance of the system. And then I want to talk about the role of this in the Central City. You know, Art has referenced the history of this in the Central City Plan. We are, of course, in the middle of revising that plan another time. And the new plan, which you've already signed off on the concept plan, has this concept of loops within loops. So we have the well-established waterfront loop with Waterfront Park and the East Bank Esplanade. We're anticipating a new active transportation loop that will fall somewhere in between. And this is really the third loop, the outer loop, that in some ways defines the Central City. So completing this loop also, I think, helps us complete our vision of the Central City unifying the two sides of the river. I think of each of those loops as kind of a tie that binds the east side and the west side as we've evolved our concept from a downtown to a central city that encompasses both sides of the river, and I think this is a tremendous direction. I think in terms of mobility in the central city, this provides a very easy-to-use circulator that I think will be complemented next year with bike share kind of as a tool to fill in the spaces in between the loop. So I think it's really all coming together for our central city.
Thank you, Commissioner. Appreciate it. And now if we could have Portland Streetcar Inc. Board Chair Dick Cooley, Portland Streetcar Inc. Citizen Advisory Committee Chair Owen Roncelli, and from the Central East Side Industrial Council, Peter Stark, and from Zidell Marine, Dennis Allen. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, would you like to go first?
Well, yeah, I'll just make a few comments. This is really exciting to me. It's like cresting the top of a hill.
Can you push that button in front of you? Perfect.
Okay.
Can you start over now?
Yeah. It's like cresting the top of a hill and realizing when you just come over that crest, it's just there, and once you go over that crest, you're going to be coasting. It's such an addition to the city. It affects all parts of the city. But it makes that connection on that south side that can't be overemphasized between the large institutions on the west side of the river and I think a lot of small businesses on the east side of the river. So it's very exciting. I'll let these other people who've worked a lot harder than I have speak to it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Owen?
Hi, Owen Roncelli, Chair of the Portland Citizens Advisory Committee on Streetcar. And I'm pleased to be here to represent them in this capacity, but I also work with a bunch of great volunteers who dedicate their time to work on streetcar projects, and really happy to be part of that group. This represents an opportunity to maximize the city's investment in what they've already created, which is a great streetcar system. This only enhances, it serves to enhance that. And, you know, it's the city, but it's also the local property owners who have invested through the local improvement district, and this is leveraging their dollars as well. So that's an important point. If you'll also permit me like a crude analogy here, it's the people, the businesses, the smaller businesses on the south end of MLK and Grand are kind of at the end of a cul-de-sac, if you will. And what makes the central city work so well is our grid system. And what we're asking you to do is to complete the grid, at least the streetcar grid. And it's going to reduce travel times for riders. It's going to maximize ridership. We're going to see at least up to a 20% increase in ridership with the completion of the loop. And more importantly, it knits together the central east side with South Waterfront and the downtown, which is a critical piece. And it's going to make a good project great. And just to conclude, this is the time to do it. This is we need to act now to make sure that we're not spending more money later to try to do it at a less opportune time. Thanks.
Thanks for your chairmanship of the Citizen Advisory Committee. Appreciate it. Mr. Stark.
Thank you, Sam. Juliana Lukasik should be here. She's the president of the CEIC. I'm here trying to fill some big shoes. First of all, thank you very much for having us. This has been a long journey, and you know, Sam and I go way back, as well as other commissioners, trying to get this project to its full completion. Just a couple of reminders. The Central East Side for many years has been the lost child. We've tried to get a lot of projects over there. We've had some successes. The streetcars is one of those. It's been a hard challenge to get the proper alignment, get the proper funding, get the support, get the businesses to come on board, and we're still working through some other issues. But long story short, if we do not, and this is a risk thing, if we do not approve it now, I think the risk of not approving it at this time is too great. We can't afford to end up with a dead end. No business wants to be at the dead end of a system which will get less use because it's a dead end. And I think that from the Central East Side's point of view, not closing this loop would be a disaster. And waiting for funding later might make it impossible because, as you know, the funding will increase substantially if we don't do it now. I also want to point out that the Central East Side works very closely with the three neighborhood associations that overlap our district. And from the neighborhood point of view, I can't speak for them because I'm not on their boards, but they certainly would benefit from having a closed loop system and not be dependent upon going all the way north through the Lloyd District to get to the downtown. So I think from both a business and a neighborhood association point of view, this is a must-do. We really must close the loop. The opportunity is now, and I really appreciate the support of City Council to do so. Thank you.
Thanks for all your work over the years. Appreciate it. Mr. Allen.
Commissioner, Mayor, Dennis Allen, Director of Development for the Zidell property in the South Waterfront. As you probably know, we own the largest piece of land down on the South Waterfront, 30 acres, which is directly adjacent to the new PMLR bridge. And we view the streetcar Connect the Loop project, Close the Loop, as a vital component or a key component to our development. As you probably know, we've started our first project a couple of months ago, and we hope to continue to build many more projects over the next 10 to 20 years as we build out our master plan and this connection with the east side. We look forward to the collaboration between the two sides of the river and making our development happen.
And by the way, the design of your first project is stunning. So
thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it all. Who else signed up?
Chris, were you going to speak individually too, or no? Okay. We have Ian Stude and Bob Richardson.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Would you like to begin, Ian?
Yes, thank you. City Commissioners, Mr. Mayor, I'm here today. My name is Ian Studi. I'm here today to testify on behalf of Portland State University and express our support for the Streetcar Close the Loop project. We strongly support the requests that have been made here today by the Bureau of Transportation and the PSI staff regarding the need for funding this important project and the previously approved Innovation Quadrant Transportation Development System charge. Closing this gap in the Central City streetcar system is really critical to achieving the world-class transit network that will serve the dense urban vitality of our future city. And I want to add that even now, what we've seen from our surveys of students and our staff at PSU, the opening of the East Side streetcar line has proven to yield a rapid growth in the increase of use of that streetcar system, on the order of 100 to 125% growth in ridership, largely also sponsored due to our sponsorship of the streetcar system. So we're really seeing our community adopt the streetcar as a way of getting about the city and enjoying the city, both our residents and our commuters. Once complete, the streetcar loop will provide the type of reliable and sustainable connectivity that is essential to the growth of institutions like PSU and OHSU, who, as you know, are nearing completion of the first of our joint projects, the Collaborative Life Sciences Building in the South Waterfront area. This new building will include approximately 40,000 square feet of teaching and research space for PSU, for both our students and our faculty. The increased frequency and reliability of the streetcar system as a result of closing the loop will really play a critical role for us in ensuring that the trips generated by that building and by our future investments are going to be both as convenient and carbon neutral as possible. I want to take just a moment also to say that as stakeholders within the Innovation Quadrant, I'd like to say that we also support and encourage the completion of all the projects that were identified as a part of the TSDC process. The sum of these projects will provide a significant dividend towards maintaining and improving the transportation network of our city as it grows. So, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your work.
Hi, I'm Bob Richardson, and I'm a member of the Streetcar Citizens Advisory Committee, but I'd like to speak to you personally in my role as a transit geek. Now, I blame TriMet for this. I grew up in the 1970s and was a early TriMet rider as a child. This connected me from my home in Oak Grove to the big city life of Portland in the 1970s. I want to talk about what this project means in things you may not have heard of that it also provides. If you view the new East Side Loop line in isolation on the east side, it actually provides something new already. It uniquely serves a north-south corridor on the east side that was not well served by buses. The new OMSI station, if we close the loop, will provide a convenient transfer point to the new Milwaukee MAX line, but also to multiple southeast bus lines. This is not just a rail project. This is a transit and transportation project that will serve many riders in the inner east side and give them a completely new connection to the southwest side of Portland and to the south waterfront and to places that were just really inconvenient to get to by transit before. Another little known feature is the Stevens Turnback that was talked about. You may have seen our vintage streetcars, our replica streetcars that are used for special events and sometimes the supplement service. Well, as you know, there's been a problem in the delivery of the new streetcars for our line, and some people have asked, why don't we run the vintage streetcars to supplement service? Well, they can't make the grade of the hill down to OMSI. Their brakes don't support it. But without a Stevens Turnback, there's nowhere to turn them around. So we're stuck either running bus bridge service or taking streetcars out of service from one side of the river to the other. This will solve those problems in the future and open up opportunities, not just for redundancy, but for special events. And a quick word about connections. Transit works best when the network connects diverse and important destinations. We now have on transit better connections than most cities are certainly our size. The airport, the convention center, the downtown shopping district, the Pearl District, the Rose Quarter, the Timbers Stadium, PSU, the zoo, and that's just in the city of Portland, not thinking about the outer areas. This will enhance the network by more fully realizing our links to OHSU, OMSI, and Inner Southeast, and does so by leveraging our many existing investments, including bus transportation as well as rail. It is an integrated system.
Thank you, and your tutelage with TriMet has served you well.
Is there additional council discussion with staff? Then this moves to further consideration next week as part of our regular agenda. We are in recess until tomorrow, 3 p.m. Thank you all very much.
Can you have a look at
What's that?
Look at the resolution.